You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Murder and manslaughter charges in the death of missing kayaker Vincent Villafior. Prosecutors say his fiancée, Angelica Graswold, removed a plug from Villafior's kayak so it would fill with water.
Sometimes people remove them because they get in the way. Sometimes they just fall out, and it's never been a big deal.
Prosecutors say Graswold also tampered with the paddle, moved it away from Villafior as he struggled to stay afloat in the 40-degree water.
A possible motive? $250,000 in life insurance benefits.
This is Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Angelica Graswold pleaded not guilty to murder and manslaughter. Graswold's defense team says Villafior died in a boating accident after the couple had been drinking.
The judge has set bail at $3 million cash. Graswold continues to remain behind bars.
She's facing life in prison.
He's dead. She's alive. Right there. The hair on the back of my neck stands up. These two go out on a romantic kayaking trip, and bam, he ends up dead, and she miraculously survives. Of course, I'm talking about Angelica Graswold. Graswold's trial is delayed yet again, and it is a disgrace, but it is inching toward a jury trial. I'm Nancy Grace, this is Crime Stories, and this is a case that certainly needs a light shined upon it. I'm talking about Angelica, or as some people say, Angelica Graswold. What happened? I want to thank our podcast sponsor today, Blue Apron. It's awesome. I didn't know that much about it. My son told me about it, who was 9, and we tried it. I have a video of them opening the Blue Apron box and getting all excited about the chicken and the fish and all the ingredients. They didn't know what the garlic was. And I said, this is what you scared vampires away with. So they're all about cooking with garlic now. It was delicious. Everything was in there that we needed. Super fresh veggies, the fish, the chicken, perfect. And I did not have to go get in the car, drive to the grocery store, get the stuff, come back, get out of the car, drag it all in, and figure out how to make it. It was all laid out for me. It's like 10 bucks a person. You know, you can't go out to dinner for that and deal with some snarky waitress or waitron. I mean, it was great. And for working moms and dads who need to come home and want to have that home-cooked meal for their children, this is the perfect answer. You know, I don't know how my mom did it, but she had a very stressful job. She would come home and cook a full meal every night. And those are my memories, happy memories of all of us around the table. And no matter how busy I am, I want to give that to my children. Blue Apron, I am grateful and thankful that you're making that easier for me to do. I know what is in the food I'm giving my children. And you made it easy and affordable. Blue Apron, thank you. And thank you for sponsoring our podcast today.
And check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Nancy Grace. You'll love how good it feels and tastes and to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/Nancy Grace. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Angelica Graswold is accused of murdering her fiancé. The trial was set for Valentine's Day. Then somehow she squirmed out of that. It was set for March 13. She squirmed out of it again. Pretty soon she's just going to die of old age. Her fiancé remains dead in the grave. She is accused of murdering him by kayak. This is a so-called kayak killer. And I know exactly where this happened. I've been in this exact spot before. There is so much evidence in this case. What happened is she claims they were going out on a kayaking trip. It was in the afternoon of April 19, 2015. It is now nearly the 2-year mark and still nothing. Angelica is out with her fiance, Villafior. And they're on the Hudson River, and they're going to Bannerman Island. And it's very calm waters. Now, Bannerman Island, it looks like just enough land cropping up out of the Hudson River to have a castle of sorts on it. True, dilapidated, unlivable, but it looks like an old castle there. So this is around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. On their return trip, and a lot of people boat to it, they walk around on it, they look at it. On the return trip, 7 p.m., she says the seas become turbulent with waves and currents and wind. And I've got to tell you, from Bannerman Island to the mainland, I could almost throw a softball that far. It's not that far. So how do you get turbulent waves, currents, wind to capsize? Now, he's in his own kayak, she's in hers. Kayaking and hypothermia experts have stated it was a dangerous day to be out on 46-degree waters without a life jacket or wetsuit. But they didn't have that far to go. I would think you could swim to shore. Now, they were veteran kayakers. Interesting. The amount of water entering the small hole on top of the kayak could be minimal compared to the amount of water that splashed into his open cockpit. So, to Alan the Duke, what is the theory, Alan? How is the state going to prove murder?
They're going to show that the kayak sank because it took on water, and they're theorizing. Well, actually, get right down to it. They're going to say she confessed. I mean, that's the main thing that they've got, that they did this long interrogation with her, and at the end of it, she says, okay, so I'm free. He's dead. I killed him.
That's exactly correct. The investigator testified under oath that Angelica Graswell confessed to sabotaging her fiancé's kayak because of their sour relationship. She says she wanted to be free. Now, this is a New York State police investigator, and he stated in open court under oath, she confessed that she caused his death, Vincent's death, by sabotaging his kayak. She was upset over their souring relationship. Now, she says she felt trapped, but other sources say he's the one that wanted to end it, and poof! Before he could end it, he dies. Now, isn't that a coinkydink, Alan?
Fortunately, they did have a $250,000 life insurance policy with her as the beneficiary, so all is not lost, Nancy.
Oh, so she'll be able to dress in style for her murder trial on that $250,000?
$250,000 still won't get her bail, because her bail was set at $3 million.
Now, she reportedly says, and this is under oath by Donald DeCarto, I wanted to be free. I wanted him gone. I wanted to be myself. And this is just 10 days after Villafor's kayak capsized and he disappeared under the rough waters. Now, he goes on to say that she says, she didn't just say, I did it. She explained how she did it, that she removed the plug from his kayak. So he went under. She said she felt fine, that she was over it, and she felt, quote, free. Thoughts?
She's now saying that she didn't really want to confess, but she was just telling the investigators what she thought they wanted to hear after a long, grueling session of being interrogated, and that it wasn't sincere, that was a false confession just to get them to leave her alone.
A long, grueling session. It was 11 hours. It was 11 hours. That's not long. That's about a regular work day for most people. 8 to 10
or 11
hours.
Yeah, but to have these investigators.
I mean, I'd get to the DA's office at 8, and I wouldn't get to leave until 7. So, wah.
But that's a job I would not want to have, is to sit there and be being interrogated for 11 straight hours about something, especially if I didn't do it.
Well, that's what you get when you murder somebody, Alan.
Okay.
Alan, if you didn't do it, why would you say you did it? She wasn't
there
beaten.
Are false confessions,
Nancy. She
wasn't
threatened. She wasn't tricked.
You don't believe
the
there's ever
she sat
any
in an
false confessions?
Chair?
Are you telling me that? You're thinking every confession is for real. But 11 hours, I don't know.
That is proof that you love. That was just proof that you love to hear yourself talk. Because I already said, yes, I think there are some false confessions. Okay. Yes, I do. I think sometimes people have been beaten. They have been threatened. They have been tricked. Here, her punishment, her pressure, her intimidation was she sat her booty in an office chair for 11 hours. You know, spare me the false confession BS on this one, please.
This is actually what's been delaying this trial is a psychological evaluation.
They just did that.
Yeah. I mean,
they just announced that.
Yes, a psychological evaluation that the defense has just revealed that they're going to introduce and use in court. And now the prosecutors are saying, well, you know, we didn't know this. And so we're going to need some time to examine this aspect of it and prepare for trial. That's what's been delaying it lately.
You know what? You know what? I could not be happier. Because this is what happens. When you use a psychiatric defense, you have to say, I did it, but I was under mental duress, or I was emotionally disturbed, or I was just flat out crazy, people. So basically, if you go with a psychological or mental defense, you got to say you did it. And then the jury's going to hear how she was perfectly fine with no signs of any mental distress up until she got busted for killing him. Then she suddenly got real distressed, okay? Now, here's the other thing, false confession. So after 11 hours of sitting her tushy in an office chair, she confesses, but she doesn't just say, I did it. She explains how she did it, removing the plug from his kayak and stashing the plug in their home. She also allegedly removed a piece of his paddle. And once he's in the water and struggling without a life vest, she allegedly snatched his only paddle from him.
Well, you know, this kayaking thing is not as dangerous as it sounds. And I mean, that Hudson River is not like a raging river at that point. It's more like a lake. But that plug.
It's a river. It's not like they're at open sea for people.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's fairly calm.
Kayaks of the Caribbean. You know, this is not Johnny Depp out there in a storm.
I've looked at these kayaks. This kind of a plastic kayak that was used has a plug. It's at the aft end. That's the rear for people who don't know these nautical terms. At the aft end, there is a plug. You can pull it out, and it does allow water to seep into the kayak. But
oh, Alan,
it's not
only
that
you
fast.
Can make
it's,
pulling the plug complicated.
It's not
okay?
that quick.
Pull
My point
the plug.
Is that doesn't inherently mean, there's one of those words, that you're going to sink. And as far as the paddle, what's the deal with the paddle? If the boat's sinking, why you need a paddle?
Here's the thing. Try to get to land before it fills up with water.
Can't this guy swim?
Pulling the plug. And then...
Is it her fault he can't swim?
Stashing the plug in their home. Now, hold on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. She went on to describe why she did it. And here it is, Alan. I hope you're sitting down.
I am.
She explained how Vince, the fiancé, made sexual demands on her.
Oh, no.
That he wanted sex. And that made her feel trapped and want to be free. I've got a surprise. Every man wants sex. Okay? That's a headline. Bam. I don't care what kind of sex they want. They want sex. And that's just the deal.
And they weren't even married? Oh, my.
You know, your words, not mine. I couldn't care less who sleeps with who. Cats and dogs sleeping together, don't care. But what I do care about is a dead body that floats up on top of the Hudson River. That's what I care about. Okay? So,
Did he call off the engagement, though?
That I don't know. I think he wanted out. That's what, and she was upset about their, quote, souring relationship. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you something else? All your, I want to say jabbering, but that would be rude, so I'm not going to say jabbering. I'll just think it. I won't verbalize it. Let me see. All of your, let me just say, analysis that there was torture and coercion involved. It's on video. They videoed it. He videoed her confession. I couldn't be happier. I think it's crazy for them to try a mental defense, but to each her own, if that's the way she wants to go. But they're claiming mental defense. That's the new thing. Or they may claim it. The latest thing is they're heading to court and they go, oh, yeah, right. She has an emotional problem. This is after 2 years they decide that she has an emotional problem. So another hearing has now been planned because it's been rescheduled. Alan, how do you find out 2 years into it that you have a mental problem?
I don't know that people necessarily find out they have a mental problem. They're told they have a mental problem. I mean, I may have one and I don't know that I've got it.
Well, I can tell you, you don't have a mental problem. All right. You're fine.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I have a doctorate. It's a Juris Doctorate, of course, but that's, you know, I'm dispensing all the medical advice I can. Now, but the lawyers, how can they decide, like, basically on the eve of trial that there's a, that they need a, they have a mental evaluation they need to bring up?
I think it may be that they have just come up with this strategy fairly recently because they certainly didn't inform the prosecution about it. But you got to give them, you got to give them credit for trying using all the tools in the toolbox, right, Nancy?
Yeah, I do agree with that. I got to give it to them.
It'd be malpractice if they didn't, if it could help.
If she, here's the deal, if she gets a delay for another couple of months, she's innocent until she's proven guilty. So it's another day.
But she's still locked up.
Another day of being innocent for her, sure. And I'm paying for her food and boarding. Now, here's the thing about that confession. The judge ruled that the interrogation video will be seen. Virtually all of an 11-hour police interrogation in which she makes a series of incriminating statements will be seen by the jury. So, I mean, once that happens, where can you go? You got to go with mental defense. This was a huge blow to the defense. Her defense lawyers had vigorously tried to keep that interrogation tape and other statements out of evidence, but there was no reason to keep it out.
Let me ask this, though. This is what I was wanting to get to. She was charged with murder and manslaughter. Now, if he knew he couldn't swim, I'm assuming he couldn't because he
that's
didn't.
Not true.
And
no.
He didn't have a life jacket.
He could
a
swim.
Life vest on, and he was in this flimsy, vulnerable kayak. Doesn't he have some responsibility for the fact that he drowned? I mean, there's no evidence that she jumped in and pushed his head underwater and drowned him. I mean, it's sort of a passive way of murder or manslaughter, if that's what it is, other than, oh, I pulled the plug. Other than that.
Let me quote Batman yet again. That's Lego Batman. I hate everything you just said because it's full of lies. He could swim. And it was not a flimsy kayak. And regardless if it was a $250 kayak or a $2,500 kayak, you pull the plug, you're going down. And this woman is a native of Latvia. And she comes over here. She meets up with him. She has a $250,000 life insurance policy, two of them listing her as a beneficiary. She says the relationship's gone sour. And that she pulled the plug and hid it in the house and a ring from his paddle. I mean, I don't know what more you want, but what I'm irritated about right now, aside from his death, is jerking the system around by delay, 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 and now suddenly jumping up with a so-called mental defense.
Actually, the prosecution asked for this current delay, so.
Another thing that legal experts are whining about is that the medical examiner stated that this manner of death was a homicide, citing the kayak drain plug intentionally removed by another. And of course, all the lawyers go crazy, claiming the medical examiner's office overstepped its bounds by mentioning the drain plug when their orders are to examine the body. But the truth is, medical examiners often determine, they determine cause and manner, and they have to look at surrounding circumstances to decide. Sometimes, was it homicide or accident or suicide?
Just like if there's a needle and a syringe next to the body, they're able to note that, right? It's the same thing. The plug was pulled.
Exactly.
Just like a needle.
Absolutely. So, Alan, that's where it stands right now. And I think you may have missed your calling. I think that although you're, you know, a dashing young journalist,
young.
You may should have been a defense lawyer because you certainly have the all those impulses.
Right.
And not judging.
Was that a compliment or what?
We'll stay on it. The kayak murder case. I don't know what it was. Again, a big thank you to our sponsor today, Blue Apron, who makes home-cooked, affordable, and simple, delicious meals at home available for working moms and dads so you can have that family moment around your table with a delicious meal. And you know what goes in it, and you know what's good for your children. Blue Apron, you made that possible for me yet another night in a row. Thank you, Blue Apron. Nancy Grace, Crime Stories, signing off. Thank you, Fran, for being with us. And Angelica, whatever, I'm on to you, girl.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.